Now, a group of 600 retired Israeli security officials have written to Donald Trump, urging him to put pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu to end the war in Gaza. The officials said that in their judgment, Hamas no longer posed a strategic threat to Israel. According to some reports, the Israeli Prime Minister is pushing to expand its military offensive. It's a week since the Israeli army began a series of 10-hour pauses in parts of Gaza to allow the distribution of desperately needed aid. Salim Oweis is a spokesperson for UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, based in Amman. And I asked him if delivery of supplies had improved since then.
Well, we've seen a pickup in drop-offs to the crossing points. Now we need to understand how the delivery system works, because there are several stops for that aid to, for us to be able to say that it is delivered. One is getting it from outside of Gaza and drop it inside the crossing points. And that we've seen a pickup in that. But the problem then is after it's offloaded there, we need to coordinate and be able to go and pick it up from the crossing points to be able to either send it to partners or put it in warehouses. And then the last mile delivery is to reach the children and the families with that aid. Unfortunately, that part, picking up from the crossing points, is still challenging. And in terms of coordination, in terms of security on the ground, in terms of people, desperate people, taking the aid from the convoys and attacking the convoys for that. And of course, that is a result of weeks and months of almost no aid coming in. So we've seen a bit of pickup, but it's not nearly as needed.
Right. So really then, even when an aid truck is cleared to cross the border, that's just the start of the process. It could be quite some time before the aid gets to the people who need it most.
Absolutely. And that's what we've been seeing along the months since the start of the war. We've always had trucks getting to the crossing points, offloading the aid. But we've struggled even before this latest ease on aid delivery. We've struggled a lot with coordination, with security. We've been at some point worried about security because of airstrikes and bombardments, at some point because of criminal activities, at some point, of course, as we're seeing now, is more of desperate people really wanting to grab whatever they can get because they are not sure that aid will continue to come in. And that's a very important thing. If we don't have a sustained aid entry into the Strip, people will still be worried that tomorrow there will not be anything for them. And that will just ignite and feed into that fear and desperation. And that's something is that we need to look at. And that's why we call for not only unrestricted aid delivery, but also a sustained one, continuous one.
Going back a week or so, I know you had expressed concern that you were running out of what's known as ready-to-use therapeutic food, the sort of food that's given to children suffering from malnutrition. Have those supplies been replenished?
Well, we're trying to do that. We got some supplies, nutritious supplies, into the Strip, especially those for infants and children under 2 years. So we had those preventive foods. We were able to move some of the therapeutic food around the Gaza Strip to be able to respond. And we are still continuing to try to get the extra therapeutic food from outside inside. And that's part of how this works or doesn't work is because of the fear of not being able to get it all the way in to the people that actually need it and really complicated coordination mechanism that we are working with, whether it's within ourselves, the other agencies, the authorities, and also because of the really destroyed infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. We're talking about destroyed roads, even warehouses were destroyed, unsafe paths. So all of that needs to work together. And that's why we always ask for guarantees for humanitarian aid, but also for humanitarians themselves to be able to move around and get the aid to the people wherever they are.
And what are your workers then on the ground telling you about conditions now?
Well, they are dire. Our colleagues in Gaza, the Palestinian colleagues who are actually the task force behind all the work that we do, they're really struggling themselves to get the food for them and for their families, all the needs that they have, even worrying about the security and the healthcare, the water, everything is really impacting them as much as their communities. So they are really conveying a tough reality, a very dark picture. But they are continuing the work and they are really insisting on delivering what they can.
And that was Salim Oweis of UNICEF speaking to me from the Jordanian capital, Amman.